You're listening to the Digital Insurance Agent Podcast. In each episode, we explore the latest trends, tools, and strategies for growing your insurance agency in the digital age. Join host Carl Willis, a seasoned financial services digital marketing consultant, as he interviews industry experts, shares success stories, and provides actionable tips to help you stay ahead of the curve and build a successful and sustainable insurance agency in today's ever-evolving market. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, this show is the ultimate guide to help you modernize your business and thrive in the digital world.
Hey, it's Carl from Agent Branding and Marketing, and today we're going to talk about how to properly set up a Google business profile if you're an insurance agent. What should that look like? What things should be on there? And get you up and moving in the right direction so not only can people find you, but they can really transact business with you from that Google business profile. By the way, if you haven't scheduled a strategy session with us, be sure and request a complimentary strategy session. We'll take a look at the things you've got in place and make a few recommendations, and would love to talk with you and help you in that way. Anyway, let's jump into this. Today, we're going to use Dave Harden. He's a State Farm agent in Cumming, Georgia, been a long-term client of ours. And so we're going to use his Google business profile as our template. And this is the thing that you're going to want to follow as you put together your business profile as well. So the first thing we do is we've got Dave's picture here up at the top. We've got a picture of his location. We've got his map location. All of those things are critical. So you want to make sure that you do have a profile photo. You do want to make sure you've got an exterior photo. And then obviously Google will take the address and create the map section as well. Next thing we want to make sure that we've got on here is that we've got your website. So make sure that your website information is correct, that we've got a number that they can call to call you directly. And Google is tracking these numbers. Now, let me just tell you that when you pull up your listing, you're going to see on a mobile device, especially, there's going to be a number that's different than your actual phone number. That's because Google's going to use a tracking number to ring into your office. On a desktop, it'll be your normal number, but on a mobile, it will be a tracking number so they can show you every month how many calls you're getting from your business profile. You want to make sure that you've got your reviews coming in. A good pace for reviews is one new review every 2 weeks, and you want to make sure those are coming from different locations around your area. You also want to target keywords that are going to be appropriate. So Dave does business in Forsyth County, Georgia. And so we've got those terms on here, insurance agency in Forsyth County, Georgia. We want to match up to what people might be searching. You want to fill in all the service options. Do you offer online appointments? Can people come into your office? Obviously, your address needs to be correct. You want to show your hours. Show your holiday hours. If there's any, you know, special hours that you have throughout the year, make sure those are noted. If somebody wants to set an appointment with you, how do they do that? You want to have that information in there as well. Next thing you want to do is you want to put your products in. So Dave has all of his products in here. You can scroll through. You can click off to those product categories, and it's going to take you to a corresponding page. And at the same time, we've got categories down here. He's filled in this information as well, so that a person can access those business categories by doing that. Now, here's what's important from a ranking standpoint is Google loves to see as much information as possible because it allows them to provide a better solution to the searcher. Then you've got this question and answer area. And let me tell you, this is a place that gets ignored an awful lot and it really shouldn't. And so you want to come in here and make sure that you've got these questions filled out and that you've put answers into them. The great thing is You don't have to wait for somebody to ask a question, and you really don't want to, because then you get dumb questions like, are you open today? You want to use this strategically. Use your keywords in there. Do you offer home and auto insurance bundles? Great question. Then you can answer it. Use keywords in your answer. Great thing is, you as the business can ask the question and provide the answer. So I would use this very strategically. You want to make sure that you're getting reviews, as we said before, that your Facebook is connected so that information can be pulled over as well. And then when somebody leaves you a review, one of the things you want to ask them to do is to mention the services that they're using with you. That's going to help Google to, you know, rank those keywords within that review as well. And that's just extra search engine optimization power for you. So we always recommend that as you're asking your clients or your customers for reviews, that you always ask them to talk about the service they've got. I got the best rates on auto insurance when I called Dave. That's a great review. It's got good keywords in it. But then the secondary piece is respond to those reviews as well, because you can put keywords into your response. We're so happy to be the auto insurance agency in Cumming, Georgia, that you've chosen to work with. So that's a way that you can build up your SEO value from your business profile and your business reviews. Next thing you've got is you've got an about section. And so in this about section, you want to use as many keywords as you can. So here he's got auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance. All of those categories of business that he offers are listed in his about section. Then we're making posts here as well. And so you want to use these posts. Now, posts are indexed for about 7 days in the search results. But the big thing is Google's going to take all of this information into consideration for ranking. Then you also want to have links to your Facebook profile at the very minimum, so people can connect with you on social media. So these are just a few things that you want to do to set up your Google business profile correctly and effectively. And if we can be of service to you, we'd love to do that. Be sure to schedule a free strategy session with us, and I look forward to talking with you soon.